Hello, I'm Monica calling from FIU. We're conducting a survey on resident perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. I will put you my grandfather.
Okay, hello. Thank you.
How can I help you?
Hello, this is Monica, and we're conducting a survey on resident perceptions of hurricane threats. Would you be interested in answering the survey?
Sure.
All right, just one moment, please. Okay, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, or a manufacturer mobile home?
It's a single household.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a family house, yeah.
Thank you. Do you own or do you rent?
Well, I rent and I own.
Okay. This particular home in which you rent now, do you own it or do you rent it?
I rent it and I own it.
Okay. Got it. Do you know in what year was your home built?
1989,
no? It's
1991.
91, okay.
Yes.
Has any upgrade modifications have been made to the property, such as roofing, windows, drainage?
Yeah, windows.
Windows. Okay.
Yeah.
How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
It feels like 100 years, but I think it's a little less.
More than 40.
More than 40, I would say.
Okay. Have you or any adult in your household experienced any of the following, tropical storm or category 1 through 5 hurricanes?
Oh, I have experienced a bunch of them.
Multiple?
In childhood.
Mm-hmm.
At least five, I would say, 6.
Which one would you say is the last one you remember?
The one that teared down Upstead a few years back. When Bush was president.
Okay.
It was a hurricane. I don't know what year was that.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember last year's in the 90s? Okay. All right.
The one that teared down Homestead. Andrew. I used to work for the county. They sent me down there, so it was like a really bad experience.
Okay. So, yeah, it was 1992. Yeah.
92? Okay, that's it.
Yeah. Hold on.
This guy's wife came down. The vice president, the wife of the vice president came down. I'm trying to think the guy's name, but I can't think of it. I'm old and feeble, so I don't remember.
It's okay, Andrew. Okay. All right. Quail.
No, I got it. Quail was the vice president.
Oh,
so his
right.
wife. Go ahead.
Have you or any adults in your household live in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
No. Okay. All right. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane? Extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
From a research perspective, that question is flawed because it's when you're in a hurricane, anything can happen. So I remember when AIDS came out, they used to say, even if you don't have it, you know, think in terms like you have it, because it's so unpredictable,
right?
You know, so like it's just like, I would feel terrified, you know,
right?
Because it's so unpredictable. There is no way you can get around it. I mean, nature is cruel. By its essence, you know, it doesn't, you know, when a hurricane comes, it doesn't, you know, take into consideration the elderly and the children. It just comes and takes whoever is in the way. So,
right.
And weather conditions are so unpredictable that, you know, a 1 can turn into a 5. And, So it's you have to be afraid of it. I mean, you have to assume that if it's coming, you have to assume that you have to do what you need to do.
Right. Okay. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Like I would try to, you know, fortify, you know, the physical space, like windows and doors, and you know, I would try to bring all the furniture in, you know, have enough food, enough water. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, common sense. I think you have to.
All right, thank you.
You need some money. You need some money after the hurricanes because bank won't open and all kind of thing. Yeah, that's the way it goes.
When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or is your home already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
I think we could secure it within a few hours.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Of course, I will try to, you know, I will try to follow the trajectory and as you get closer. But I think,
right,
you know, we're pretty good. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Concerning yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain?
Who writes these questions? Is this a research you're conducting?
No, this is just for the Florida International University. They're trying to help Florida better prepare for the next time a hurricane approaches.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so, what was the question again? I'm sorry.
No worries. How certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage?
As certain as anyone can be, because the variables are so many that can occur that you cannot prepare 100%. So I would say that the average person, the people that prepare, that think that I prepare, they probably are like an 80% prepare.
Right.
Because there is no way you can think of all the contingencies that at a given moment, you know, in a crisis. So that's why whoever is asking this question, they really need to go back and think it's true.
No, thank you. I appreciate the feedback. But again, thank you for your time. What are your top three sources of information, such as radio, TV, newspaper, social media?
Well, in a hurricane, you need like an AM band radio, like with a battery.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the electricity goes off, you know, there is no, the only thing you can have, I think it's a ham radio. I don't know. It's one of those old, like an AM. AM wave radio. I think it's a ham radio. No, a ham radio is, no, it's like an old time radio. You need that at home. Because that, if everything goes off, the only way you have to pick up the national frequency.
Right. Okay. All right.
I don't know if we have one of those. We should have one of those. Huh?
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being your least prepared to 5 being your most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Right now, around between a 3 and a 4. We are like around 3 or 4. Just 1 to 6, right?
1 to 5, yeah.
1 to 5. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're probably between 4.
A 4, okay. All right. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a flash storm, such as the cost of food, cost of insurance, cost of childcare, property taxes, transportation costs, or any other?
All of them will be affected. I don't know if it would apply to us, but I'm sure that randomly that would affect the you know, different segments of the population. I'm not sure it would affect us, but.
Right. Okay. Okay. Is your home located?
In other words, it is a concern. But
right.
I think it will affect different people in different ways.
Right. Yeah, I understand. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
No. Neither flood nor evacuation.
Neither flood, no question. No. No, the reason I know is because in the insurance, when you need a flood, you pay a premium. We don't pay it.
Okay. When would you evacuate if you had to? When a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home, or if emergency management officials?
You guys, this survey is not a good survey. I got to tell you, I was married to someone that she was a planner in the county. For example, if you take Miami Beach, Surfside, all the way to Golden Beach, and in between is, ¿cómo se llama la que está en el medio? Sunny Isles, right? Sunny Isles cannot evacuate. If they start evacuating Sunny Isles a week before the hurricane, they won't be able to do it. They don't have a contingency plan for those areas. So, that question is maybe someone that doesn't know, I would say, well, I would do it like 3 days before. But the reality is that depending on the density of the population, if you have to move, there are certain areas that the density of people, I mean, one of those buildings in Sunny Isles, they have hundreds of people in that area because of the building size and whatever. It would take them like a week before to move people from there. So in reality, those buildings are built I think they can take a number 5 hurricane winds because they cannot really move anybody from there. So I don't know. So the question is really flawed because it all depends where you live.
Right. And for example, in your case, where you live?
No, if I have to leave, I could wait an hour to go to the nearest shelter because I'm in the middle of Coral Gables, so it's not a big deal.
Okay. All right.
But if I was in Sunny Isle, I would evacuate, you know, if there was any hint that it was coming this way, I would do it as soon as they give the first warning because the reality is that a lot of people are going to wait to the last minute. And by the time they're ready to go and they decide to go and they whatever, they won't be able to go anywhere. So.
Right. Okay. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? Maybe a local shelter, a house nearby, a friend or family, another location?
Well, I will probably go to friends if possible. If not, I will go to a shelter. I have no issue going to a shelter. No, that's okay. That's what shelters are for. Right. Actually, in FIU has the biggest shelter for the Keys. I don't know if they still have it, but when I worked there, like the one of the biggest shelters for the Keys was at FIU. That was now imagine coming from all the way from Key West, you know, all the way to FIU. That would take in a situation where everybody's leaving. That would take hours, days. I don't know how long it would take.
Right. Okay. How many vehicles are available in the household?
There are two.
Two vehicles. Okay. Thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government shall help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I think all of them, because when Andrew, a lot of companies went belly up. So I don't know, like the feds had to take over. And, you know, and in terms of like, you know, in terms of, I remember when I worked, with Andrew, I was, everybody was there. The state was there, the feds was there, The other one, the one that that's, everybody was there. So you really need, you know, when you have a catastrophe, everybody has to pull together, because
right.
one needs to serve as a safety net for the other one. So yeah, as far as I'm concerned, everybody has to be there.
Okay. All right. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe a 2?
I would say, I think after Andrew, things got a lot better, but not much better. I mean, maybe a 3,
okay.
1 to 5.
Yeah, 1 to 5, yeah.
Yeah, probably a 3. Because if you have a house and it's your house and you don't make sure that you have a good house, I mean, it's your investment. So,
right.
I mean, it's one of those things that it's in your best interest that if you do anything in your house, you make sure that, especially in an area like this, that it will withstand a hurricane. So I think it's only... So maybe not so much even for government. I think people have taken consciousness
right.
of the situation, and they're trying to do better. One of the things when Andrew, you know, it would take whole the communities, because they had no, in other words, they would put up like bars, right, for the. Basic structure, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they pass inspection, they will take the bars to the next house. So they will pass inspection on the next house, and so forth and so on. And then we'll put the foundation, that's the word I was looking for, we'll have no crowbars in it, or no bars. And that's why when Andrew came, everything blew away, because there was nothing other than the houses.
Okay. All right. This is a related question. The local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk. Same,
yes.
1 to 5.
Like 5 being they should?
Very high confidence.
And 1,
mm-hmm.
very high confidence. That they are confident that they're doing the right thing?
No, that you're confident that they're doing the right thing.
My confidence, I would say that probably a 3,
okay.
around 3, 4.
Okay. Same related question.
Probably, yeah, because 3 or 4 would be 1 standard deviation above the mean. So I guess that, yeah, about between 3 and 4, yeah.
Okay. Related question also, that new development take into account hurricane window risk?
It should. And they should have impact windows, so yeah, they should. Because at the end, we end up paying, we all pay for that if they don't take care of it when they're building it. And that government should take action on that. Because if not, you end up paying it with your taxes, and I pay it with my taxes later on.
Are you very high confidence, or it's also 30?
Not very confident. Like 1 standard deviation. Like with government, it's always around 70%.
Okay. So maybe a 4? Would that be a 4?
Between 3 and 4. It's like, it will be, yeah, because... You know, yeah, 3 would be in the middle, right? 3 to 5.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like 1 standard. Yeah, like
yeah.
3 to 4, whatever. Yeah.
Okay. That new development take into account flood risks. Also a 3?
Definitely. One of the biggest issues we have here is that we build and later on we plan. No, they should do it before they build. Yeah, of course, yeah.
Okay. And that building...
Whether I'm confident that they're doing it, I doubt it, but...
that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss, how confident are you?
I am that they're doing it around, you know, 3, I guess. 3.
Three.
In between.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you. We're almost done.
Okay.
I would like to ask you a few questions about the sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Oh my God. I think there is a study that says that if we really get like a very high if the water rises too much, you know, it would raise everything from Miami Beach all the way to Brickell. So we really need, I mean, in terms of flood laws and, you know, flood, you know, insurance and all of that, we really need it. Yeah. Is that the question? I don't know if I'm answering the question.
No worries. The question is that if you think that your property and finances will be affected, one of the choices is that you believe it is happening, but you don't know if you will be affected. Would you feel strong about that?
No, everybody will be affected. The answer is everybody will be affected.
Right.
Because,
okay.
you know, the economical impact on if the whole Miami Beach is wiped out or whatever, I mean, that would be horrendous for the community.
Okay. All right. Would you consider selling your home in the private market as part of the government buyout program or neither?
And the reason for that will be what?
The
hurricanes?
Based on the hurricanes and the damage reduction, yeah.
If I would sell it? No. I mean, it is in Ohio. In Ohio, like those places, like in Tornado Alley, the house has been wiped out for years and years, and they keep on going back and building, so and rebuilding the houses. So, you know, I guess I have the same mentality. I wouldn't go anywhere.
Okay. All right. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or no action should be taken?
You don't own a house, right? Do you own a house?
No, sir.
The answer, no. Well, when you do, even if you're a liberal right now, by the time you get to own your house, every time you hear they're going to raise taxes, it's like you get a seizure. They just doubled our taxes last year. We went like, they doubled the amount of taxes we pay. So no, nothing that has to do with taxes I like. I definitely, you know.
Okay.
So when it comes to, you know, us paying for whatever, that maybe they should have a contingency fund or whatever. But they keep on, it's like they're blaming the victim. You know, we have to fund all these programs that at the end, you know, we get screwed twice. We have to pay for them, and then we don't get the benefits at the end.
Right. Okay. I'm typing your answer just in a moment.
Okay.
All right. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, and are especially burned up. Yeah, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderately, somewhat, slightly, or not at all concerned?
Well, because I have lived through a couple of them in this area, and when it rains, we don't get too much water.
Okay, so would you say...
Very, slightly, yes.
Yeah, slightly, okay. All right. How long do you plan on living in your current address? I know you said you've been living there for more than 40 years, so.
Until I die, I don't know.
Okay.
If they don't put me in a nursing home or something. I will make sure that the nursing home is not in the flood area.
Okay. I will input more than 20 years. I'm giving you a good life expectancy, okay?
Okay, good. Thank you.
What would be your age range between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55?
I'm 66.
66, okay. All right. What is your gender, female or male?
Well, sometimes I get up in the morning and I feel like a woman. Other times I get up in the morning and I feel like a cow. So I guess today I feel like a man, so man.
All right. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two more.
Okay. Are any of these three members under 12 years old?
No, not any longer. No.
Okay. How many are 65 or older?
I'm the only one.
You're the only one. Okay. All right. What's your marital status? Are you single, married, widowed, divorced, or separated?
I'm married.
Okay. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
I have an MD and a PhD.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I'm an American.
Okay. What racial groups do you identify yourself with? White, Black, Asian, Native American, or other?
It all depends who I'm hanging around with at the moment. Those are racist, you know, those are racist terms. Older, I guess. I mean, I hate it when that's the way they divide us, so that they can use us the way they want to use us. They put us into little groups so that we fight each other for the crumbs they leave behind for us. I only believe older. I identify myself as an American, like everybody should do. If you live here,
you're an American.
An American, period.
All right. What language is most often spoken in your home? English, Spanish, or other?
Well, we are multilingual, so sometimes we speak in French, sometimes we speak Spanish, most of the time we speak in English.
Okay.
But there have been times like we went through that, we wanted to learn Italian, so we only spoke Italian for a while.
Okay. Okay. Please tell me which is the income range of your household.
Pretty high.
All right. Would you say it's over $100,000?
Yes, I guess.
Okay. All right. That's all. I appreciate your time, sir. I really enjoyed speaking to you today. Thank you.
Likewise. I hope I brighten your night of going through that miserable job of asking the same questions over and over and over.
I appreciate it, sir. Have a good one, okay?
Okay, good enough. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye. Complete.